Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Net, 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 net. Big star on. Big star.
Big star time. Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, been on a bit of a guest-getting role.
Yes, you know, I don't like highlighting those things, Mike, because then we'll be on a not-getting guest-getting role.
This is true. Do not D G H.
To be perfectly honest, Mike, can you remember the last time I was happy?
Yeah, you haven't been happy in a while.
Yeah,
so, you were happy at the game. You were happy with your kids at that wedding.
Oh,
with
the kids were great at the wedding. I apologize.
By the way,
for
I do want to talk about that at a certain point.
Wedding?
Genetically, I mean, just, well, your wife's a lovely lady, but
yes.
Your kids didn't get any of your looks, which
no.
You must be just thanking God for. They're
Robert looks a lot
wonderful.
Like the mailman.
Robert looks a lot like his freshman, sophomore, and junior year of college is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He'd be getting it done.
Yeah. He's going to end me. Turn that off.
At junior college.
Big day.
Robert
on the
W. Spiewak, junior college.
Happy Monday, everybody. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, and we don't talk about really big guests we get when because really it's kind of jinxes it sometimes. A glitch will happen, or we'll have a problem, or
it's
even
a
little nervous.
It's the land of disappointment.
It's the land of disappointment, and we're even kind of nervous about it leading up to
sometimes
right
our
now.
Connection to Florida doesn't work.
I think we... We are padding right now because we have Bill O'Reilly standing by, I believe, in seconds, where we're going to have a lovely interview with former WJFK disc jockey Bill O'Reilly.
And that's how he likes to be referred to if you download his official bio. It says Bill O'Reilly, former WJFK disc jockey.
He is on a book tour. It's
co-worker
Killing,
with Travis.
That's right. Killing England is his book, and we're going to try to get him on. Do we have Mr. O'Reilly standing by? Is he on the line? Big day for the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes.
And we have him?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Here we go. I always wanted to say this. O'Reilly's on the line. We've got Bill O'Reilly here, author of the book Killing England. In a land long ago, far, far away, I had the pleasure of interviewing Bill O'Reilly when he was joining our WJFK family, and now he joins us again. Bill, how are you? Welcome to the world of podcasting. How are you enjoying it?
First of all, thanks for having me on, Mike. I appreciate it. BillO'Reilly.com, no spin news, going great. We did something a bit different. We turned it into like a news agency. So each day we do about a half an hour on camera. It's like extended talking points memo, but we do have a few guests. And folks seem to like it. I mean, it's doing... It's really great business. A lot of people coming in. So, you know, that's fine. Plus, I run the show, which is a very good thing for me.
Yeah, that's liberating. Look, we've only got you for a short period of time. I've monitored your other interviews. I know you feel like you were, before we get to the book, I know you feel like you were targeted politically. You were falsely accused. That's what you're... I watched your interview with Matt Lauer. This is what I wanted to ask you, because I've been on the side of broadcast controversies, and I wanted to ask you, at any point during the whole process over at Fox, did you get a sense that you were going to lose the gig? Did you say at a certain point, this is just, there's nothing I can do, there's nothing I can say, there's nothing my legal team can do, where we're going to stem the tide of this tsunami?
No, because I went on vacation to Europe, and before I left, everything was fine. And then I got the announcement over there that everything wasn't fine, so I'm sitting there in Rome. So we didn't know. We were caught by surprise, and there were a confluence of events that caused that. And then subsequently, I just said, look, I'm going to find out. And I told everybody when I left in a statement, look, we'll get to the truth. You'll know the truth. But it takes a while. And so I put together, you know, at my own expense, a big legal team. We dropped the first bomb that one of these women was arrested for filing a false police report in Detroit, and that her tweets years ago mirrored what she said I said. Totally absurd.
So you're gonna fight, are you going to fight this thing out on the public stage? Is this going to be a legal action?
Yeah,
how's it going to manifest itself?
Yeah, it's more of a court of public opinion. We have a lot of stuff to come. But if I have to, I'll go into the legal system. But if you're a famous person in America, you don't have many rights in the legal system. So we'll do what we have to do. I mean, that's pretty much the bottom line on it.
Talking with Bill O'Reilly, the book is Killing England. You mentioned also that I think it was 42 years that you never had an HR complaint.
Never.
Nobody. I'm not going to do it on my little podcast. Get you to get introspective, and mm-hmm. I think you've got a persona that it's tough to get through to that. But at any point, did you think to yourself? And I'm not talking about the sexual harassment allegations. I'm talking about the personality that you project on camera, and also the personality you project. I don't know what your personality is off camera, but did you think the bigger than life, the bombastic, the Bill O'Reilly we all see, do you think that contributed to any of this stuff that you went through?
It was more political than personal, but I have to say that I was at Fox 20 years and 6 months, and every single day of my life I was attacked personally by somebody. But it was political. I mean, once Trump won, that anybody who gave Trump a fair shake became a target. And so, you know, these people are well organized, they have a lot of money, and Media Matters, Color of Change, the Bonner Group, there's four or five others, that's what they do now. And as soon as they hit me, then they went after Sean Hannity. Same thing. But Hannity, because he had the benefit of hindsight, fought back on the air, which I should have done. And then he stemmed that tide, even though he had sponsors bailing on him, the same old garbage. So, you know, I think educated Americans know what's going on here, and that's all I can say at this point.
Well, let me, and the other thing I was going to say, and this just dovetails, since you brought up Hannity and you bring up people that we are now, I was going to ask you about Trump, but I'm going to ask you this question because I want your thoughts on it. I feel today, as I come into this interview, and I didn't write anything down about this, I just wanted to ask you about it. I feel we are divided today in this country more than we ever have been. And there's no better example than yesterday watching the NFL games that I was watching. This is a divided world. There's no doubt that there's one team and there's another team. You know, Fox, I believe, contributed to that. I think when you're talking about there wasn't a day where you weren't targeted, the nature of this divisive dialogue, do you ever see it changing? I mean, you were part of it over at Fox. I'm just curious as to, are we ever going to get on the same page in this country? Are we ever going to be unified again?
No. That's the answer. No. I don't think it's the worst it's ever been. I think the Vietnam War, the intensity of the division back then was what it is today. But no, we're not, because you have a collapsing educational system. You have a lot of money. I can't emphasize that enough. That drive propaganda, you have people making millions of dollars attacking other people. You know, it almost breaks my heart. I'm a former college football player, to see these players yesterday, the ones that are, disrespecting the flag and the anthem, and they are.
Well, that's your opinion. I mean, there are other people that would have a different opinion.
When you have the Star Spangled Banner and you refuse to stand for it, that's a sign of disrespect. It is.
But not from their perspective, Bill. I've listened to White America talk about that, and from their perspective, I think one of the problems I have is that people on both sides of the issue need to understand where the other people are coming from. I completely understand
I have to disagree. It's not a matter of understanding anything. It's a matter of actions. It's a matter of conduct. All right? So if you don't like the flag and you don't like the anthem or whatever, stay inside the locker room. I wrote a column for The Hill today on that. But don't come out and take a staple of American life and insult it. How do you think those people in Afghanistan feel, the military people, when they're watching the game, and they do?
There are people people that fought in Afghanistan, Bill, that were on the side of the players on this particular, African-American people that served the military. I think this is a racial issue, and I think we don't realize it's a racial issue. Okay, we disagree.
We disagree.
And can I just say, before
we disagree on that, but the other thing that really makes me sad is that I don't believe many of these protesters know the truth about their country. You know, I wrote Killing England, and the subtitle is A Brutal Struggle for American Independence, to show people what it took for us to have the right to protest, the right to freedom of speech. You and I wouldn't be having this conversation
right.
if people like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Benjamin Franklin had never existed. And the pain that they went through to putting everything, including their lives, on the line to get this kind of freedom, because they never would have had it if we had stayed under the king. But if you go and you talk to these protesters, I guarantee you, most of them have no blanking clue on what happened. And then,
well, I would argue,
today,
Bill, just one thing. And by the way, Bill O'Reilly, the book is called Killing England, The Brutal Struggle for American Independence. I'm holding it in my hand right now. These are beautifully written books that actually do read like historical novels, but they're full of interesting details. I won't tell you the one about George Washington that you get with like on page two, but it's a fascinating. He had problems with his bottom, okay?
Yes, he had
some problems with that. The thing about it is, I think you would have people that don't know their history on both sides of this issue. Wouldn't you agree with that?
But we're not talking about both sides of the issue. Okay. We're talking about people who are making a decision not to honor the flag and the national anthem. That's what we're talking about. So if you're going to make that decision, I submit that you need to know, all right, you need to know that no country is perfect, that every country in this world has things within it that need to change, that are unfair. And you have to provide some kind of perspective in order to come across as someone who is sincere. That's the word. Now, I don't object to anyone saying, hey, you got to treat African Americans better in society. That's true, and we should all work toward that. But it is the way you go about it. So, you know, I mean, I know that people do not understand our history. I know that. I've sold 17 million books, all right? And the reason they sell so well is because people want to know. When you're throwing shrouds over statues and you're defacing things and you're telling me I can't have Columbus Day, this is insane, all right? So I wrote this book to basically let every American know who takes the time to read it who George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin actually were, so they can walk into the Dallas school board themselves and say, you're not going to change the names of the schools. Because this is wrong. This is disrespectful.
I should point out to... hold on a second.
Knowledge, Michael.
Yes. Bell, I've only got you for 15 minutes, and it's my world here, and I just want to get these on because we've been trying to get you for 4 years, Bill, and we finally have you. I want to point out one thing before we go on. First question I asked to Rob before the show started, I said, what were the ground rules? Were there any ground rules? Talk about the book for a certain... Zero. So he came into this arena, just so you know, my podcast, no rules at all. I got to ask you about Trump before we move on, because you do look at a presidency where it seems to me one step forward, another step backward. Goes down to Florida, where I live, down here among the people. They love him down here. He comes across as very, very strong, presidential, does very well. Then the next day, we've got the battle with the NFL players. It just seems like every other day, it's another thing. Now the pendulum's swinging back again, where he's got more controversy than he does progress. What is your take on the Trump presidency so far? How has he done, as according to Bill O'Reilly?
I'd say it's an incomplete, you know, I'm a former high school teacher, and I wouldn't put a grade on it now, because the most important thing that Donald Trump has to do is get legislation passed into law that helps Americans.
Right.
That's his primary goal, not tweeting, not taking sides on the NFL controversy. You know, he has to get legislation passed. And the second most important thing is he has to set up a security apparatus that will protect Americans, all right, not only abroad, but inside the country. So right now he's not really gotten anything done other than appointments and executive orders. And I'm waiting for the tax cuts, which will make or break his administration. Gets the tax cuts done, got a good chance to be reelected, because the economy will skyrocket off that.
Do you think he'll get the tax cuts that he wants?
I don't know. There's an awful lot of people trying to sabotage him, and that's partly his fault.
Talking to Bill O'Reilly, the book is Killing England. I got time for a couple more questions here. Do you think, how do you feel about your network without you? What do you think? What's your opinion of how they've been faring?
I think it's a strong brand. They got good people, strong people. Obviously, they're having problems, you know, but the brand is still very strong.
And, you know, the thing about the Fox network right now, was there any kind, now I'm not asking specifically about you, but was there any culture? Was it a bit of a boys' club over there? I mean, you read, there have been books about ESPN.
My crew is so far apart from everybody else. We operate as a separate unit, almost like an elite military force. My staff was together for 6 years. Nobody came in or out. Everybody was happy. I didn't know what was happening in the other parts of the building, and I didn't care. I mean, my deal was I do my show, no editorial interference, and Fox held to that deal.
And was the highlight of your career, I mean, you've had a storied career in broadcasting, was the highlight being on WJFK in Washington, D.C.?
Yes,
with
it
me?
Was. There was no doubt. The radio factor was a smash. And we had a great time every single blanking day.
Bill, you didn't have any rules. I have to say, it went up a little notch here. Good luck with everything you do with the podcast, and I don't have to wish you luck with the books. In fact, we really didn't even have to talk about
much.
The books.
I appreciate your tough questioning, and I appreciate you having me in.
That's the man, the legend, Mr. Bill O'Reilly.
There he is.
You know.
Well done, Mike.
Thank you.
Well
perfect.
Done.
Thank you.
Damn near perfect,
hear
Mike.
Ye,
thank
hear
you.
Ye.
Look, I didn't want him to hang up, so I didn't want to, you know. I did.
Sorry, look, Oscar and I monopolized it.
You know what, boys? I have to make room for you. I'm terribly sorry.
I turn into a listener when this happens.
It was
I'm a P1.
They give you 10 to 15 minutes.
Yes.
I think we used 13 of those minutes. I always want to be friendly to the publicists and the fact. That's right, Pony. I'm pretty good with time, aren't I?
Oh, it's amazing.
Thank you. But that is, it is what, look, everybody's asked him. He got asked on national television. He's not going to cop to any of the nasty stuff, the sexual harassment allegations. And I wanted to know what his plans are. And he says if he's going to go into the court system, we'll see what happens. What I liked was you got the real guy, the guy that I've been impersonating for my entire life. You got the real Bill O'Reilly right there with, I didn't get a Marist College joke in.
People should know that was not you on the phone.
Yeah,
because it's pretty damn close to what
get
you
out
give
the,
us.
Get it right out to the fans as we tape this show. Let them know Bill O'Reilly's coming on the Mike O'Mara.
A few questions.
Please.
A,
yes.
Did you know that he played organized football? And did
I
you
did
know
not.
He was a teacher?
I thought he was I thought he was a basketball player.
Let me tell you what I do know. I knew the undergrad Marist College connection.
Yes.
You were roommates with him.
And I do believe he has a master's degree from, I think, Boston University, and I think he's got another degree from Harvard, right?
According to his official bio, he has a history degree from Marist, a master's degree in broadcast journalism from Boston University,
That's
and another master's degree in Harvard's John F. Kennedy School of Government.
Those are solid academic credentials. And
Not get into VCU.
Mm-hmm. I did not get into the School of Journalism at Boston University. I have to make that very, very clear. One of the saddest days of my life. And then afterward, you know, I think it was maybe 3 years after I graduated, I'm at a party with a guy that went to BU, and he goes, you know, you go in the liberal arts program, which anybody can get in, and then you slide over into the broadcast journalism. And I went, oh, God.
You slide. Slide, DiMaggio, slide.
I told a joke the other day that I don't think went over that big with the group that I was with, but I was talking about the fact is somebody was talking about college football.
Okay.
I know where it was. I was at a ride for Hurricane Irma, a motorcycle ride, and I was with a bunch of the guys that are all the old men that ride motorcycles nowadays, and college football came up, and I said, I watched the Iowa game on Friday night, mm-hmm. but was it Friday night or Saturday night? Saturday night. I watched the Iowa game, and you know, other than that, I don't follow the college game that much because I went to American University. And the joke went like this. I thought it would go over. They said, well, you didn't have a program at American University? I said, no, American University, our mascot was a Quaalude. See, you liked it. They, you know, it's kind of crickets, and I'm like, okay, I got to go. Bye-bye.
My running joke on the radio at VCU was, if you want to come and see the football game, this Friday night they're playing in the multipurpose room at Rhodes Hall.
Yeah, not big football programs.
No.
But you know what? We had Bill O'Reilly. We start the show with a chat with him, but we have massive
huge
amounts of things to talk about on the Mike O'Mara Show, and we have to start because that's what we do. Because Oscar's just back from Lost Wages, Nevada.
He looks great.
Rob had a wedding with his beautiful children and went to a hockey game.
Yes.
And sat next to our friend Goat and me. Well, I rode a motorcycle and got yelled at by a person for running a red light. Other than that, it's a very, very full show. We have to start it right now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Looking for luxury? Then look no further. Come to the Butterfield International Hotel. The perfect destination for your short break, business trip, or romantic weekend.
He kept referring to it as his hotel. But really, it was just his office. One of the pillows was made of printer paper.
Good point. The pillows are uncomfortable. And I'm required to tell you that they contravene European safety regulations. When you stay at the Butterfield International Hotel, I can promise you a prince-size bed, tea-making facilities, two drawers, and a front door key. But you must promise me one thing. That you'll remind me to charge you for your stay. I keep forgetting, and it's costing me money.
I asked for a wake-up call at 6:30 in the morning. Instead, bailiffs woke me at 8.
I was going to wake him, but the bailiffs had been round to my house the day before and repossessed my alarm clock, amongst other items. But don't worry, it won't happen again.
The advert said it was a 5-star hotel, but 5-star hotels should have a toilet.
Those aren't stars. They're asterisks, each one referring to a fault with the hotel, one of which is the lack of toilet facilities. The Butterfield International Hotel. Call now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios.
Oh, I dare you. Do it.
In our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks, Mike. They were tough questions. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show.
I appreciate that.
With loyal listeners who get it, and if you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. You know, relief to get back into what we do.
Yes.
Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And how did we do on Play Draft? How did we do this weekend? Anybody win any money?
I'd like to report that I banked a little cash this weekend.
I did not. I did not fare that well. I fared just like my New York Giants fared. Crushing, useless disappointment. Congratulations to the Redskins fans who are now having a
Super Bowl.
Looks like It looks like a real team. But anyway, I want to tell you about Draft. Fantasy football fans, you've got to try our new favorite app, Draft. Draft is weekly fantasy football, but it ain't like the other guys. With Draft, you play real live snake drafts with other people, just like in a season-long league, and here's how it works. The draft lasts for just 1 week, and there's no management, no salary caps. Just set it and forget it, and once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. Drafts start every couple of minutes, so you can join one right now.
When?
Yes. And the best part, cold hard cash. Drafts start from just a dollar, so there's a draft for everyone. Come and join us on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join the game in minutes or play right from your computer like I do at playdraft.com. The choice is yours. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit, but you got to use the promo code TMOS to get into your fantasy football. That's right. Play a real money game for free, by using the promo code TMOS on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to Play Draft and play free with promo code TMOS. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, what a weekend it was. Let me just squeeze this in.
Yes.
And then I will move on. After the show on Friday.
Right.
This is the true story. We were, I got a sick kid. I'll more about that later.
Not
a pretty little thing he's got, but he's going to be fine. But we're homebound, okay?
Sure.
So Friday we were homebound. We're not going anywhere. And I pop on the telly. And I never, ever, ever do this. But I randomly, this is the God's honest truth. I am not telling you that I'm trying to piggyback on something spectacular. I happened to turn on the middle of The Price is Right.
Oh my God, you saw that happen?
I didn't only see it happen, Rob. I turned it on when they, what do they call that thing? When they spin the wheel
That's
for the showdown?
That's the showcase showdown that'll showcase get you showdown. Into the showcase.
The wheels, right. The big wheel that big you, wheel. Me, and Don played with when we were out in Television
the
City.
The big
when we snuck
plywood
backstage.
Wheel.
Big plywood made out of wood. It's
yeah.
made
wood?
Out of plywood.
Yeah.
And they give Ew. Away, you know, if you get the if you get a dollar, you get $10,000. If you get another dollar, you get $25,000.
They upped the stakes because yes. it was Drew's 10th anniversary on the show or his birthday or
they
something.
They gave away $80,000.
During that all, little showdown.
Yes.
All three people got a dollar on their spins, which gave them $10,000. And then two of the three got another dollar, which means they actually won $25,000.
Do you want to actually hear the moments
it's
compressed?
Incredible.
It is. It
Blew
was
my
amazing.
Mind. Yeah. Blew it's, my
it was,
mind.
It was, I say, you know, how often with the game shows, Carl, you got to come in here and see this. These people are making, they're making tens of thousands of dollars on The Price
and
is
it's
Right.
It's great because since it was Drew's birthday, there's no way it was fixed.
Wait, I hold mean, on. Do you really think it was a chance it was fixed?
It's awfully coincidental.
You have to realize the viral videos.
It's never happened ever. I mean, I've been watching The Price is Right since I was a kid.
Yeah.
A little
it's
kid.
Never happened.
Best part of being sick.
A little. Yeah, when you were sick, you knew Bob was going to take care of you.
That's right.
You knew he was.
You never see something like this. I don't think it was fake. I don't think. I just don't think they've got. Rob,
I don't know how they could. I don't know
it's
how they could.
It's a big plywood wheel.
But it seems awfully coincidental that it would happen on the day that they boosted all the values.
Well, let's or listen.
Or they
and
filmed 20 10-year anniversaries, and this is what happened.
Meanwhile, Bob Barker's in the back moving the wheel. You can't see him. He's putting more drag on it.
By the way, it made me want to go to the bad place right away.
Because the winning can't stop.
Yes.
All right, here's
they're on a streak. Here, I can be on a streak, too.
Here's a TPIR montage for you.
We have a new special bonus on the wheel today. If you spend a dollar on the wheel, you get $10,000. Come on, 75 for $10,000.
Bam, bam.
Whoa.
Let's give it away again. $10,000. $10,000.
That's 20 grand right there.
Is it too much to ask to give away $30,000 on the wheel? 85, you're looking for the green 15. Slow, come on, baby. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? $30,000. Now, you get a bonus spin. Would love to see a dollar. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. $25,000. $25,000. Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
It's all one little showdown, people.
It's fun.
It is. And, you know, I know he's no Bob Barker, but the thing I love about Drew Carey hosting that show, he really does root for the contestants.
Yeah,
he loves
does.
The winners.
That is a legitimate comment.
His hair is a problem, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's not a dick. He looks the, forever.
When he had the crew cut, he was fine. When did he go with that, like, that dad nerd cut that he's got? Like, the guys from my age group get, yeah. You know?
I actually had to look online. I was like, is that a rug? When did that happen?
I don't think it's a rug.
I know it's not, but it looks so awkward on him.
It's horrible.
I said to myself, well, I don't know why I care so much, but I have to Google how long he's had that rug.
Well, we found something we can all agree on. The Price is Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, and I saw it after the fact.
Me too.
When it broke. It literally broke, and I was like, why would somebody have a viral video about the Price is Right?
Yeah.
You know, I will say this.
It's not worth it. Made my day.
There, you know, it is bright and early. It is Monday morning as we tape this show, and we have to put our hands together for our boy who has survived his weekend.
Look at him.
And made it back into the studio.
No sleep till Brooklyn.
He's really faking it.
When did you leave Lost Wages yesterday?
Yesterday, 5:20 p.m.
Okay, so you were able to? Were you able to get any sleep during the day on Sunday?
I was at the pool, had some adult beverages,
You continued to roar on Sunday.
A little while. Mike, you don't stop. You just got to keep going with it.
That's right. Once you pop, you can't stop.
You can sleep on the plane.
You did end up gambling?
Oh, yeah. I gambled. I eventually gambled. Yes. Yeah. But nothing nothing when irresponsible.
When you spoke to me on Saturday, you were not going to gamble at all.
No gambling.
You know? No.
Well, because when I spoke to you, I thought we were going to a ladies of the nightclub, but we didn't, so I had to do something else.
Michael, ladies of the nightclub. They're very popular.
Ladies of the nightclub.
Yes. We now, burned really hot and bright on,
nightclub
on
one
Friday
word?
Night.
You know, it was, in all that, he shoehorned in a meet and greet, but here's the biggest statistic from Oscars weekend in Las Vegas.
Oscars weekend.
This
Oscars
is the one that weekend. I screamed to my wife because I was I so wanted to be there, especially at about probably about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock on Friday night when I knew you were
East Coast
when
Todd.
When Todd Moore posted the picture of your hotel room,
the one with the beautiful view.
Yeah, there was turgidity.
There was like an entire floor. Nicely my brother's done. Setup. I'm
I
so
would
excited.
Have walked out on that balcony, and there's a shot of Oscar and Todd, and Oscar's got his hands out, like saying, "Look at this
and
view." And I said,
"Todd is kissing Oscar. His mouth is open
on the nape of my neck."
That's right.
I wanted to be there so badly when I saw that picture because it was just. I mean, it's literally it could be an album cover. For Oscar Santana live in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it looks
like
it.
It's got the skyline of the city that's out there. And I said, oh, my God. But here's my favorite. I don't care what stories happened in Las Vegas. This was my favorite statistic that I shouted to my wife. I said, do you know what time he got in on Saturday morning? 9 o'clock. Yeah. 9 o'clock Saturday morning. You roared until 9 a.m. What is Vegas? I mean, Vegas has the people that have Joe jobs in Vegas have been up for 2 hours already. When you're coming in, where did you possibly go?
A ladies of the nightclub
resulted in you coming in at 9 a.m.
Well, for perspective, Mike, there are shifts, right? And I imagine just like the radio, it's always on, right? Mm-hmm, so you've and everybody who's I remember being an overnight DJ for 2 or 3 years.
Never had the pleasure.
You didn't have to. You're too talented. I had to work my way up. Thank you. But I remember going into that shift knowing that I had to entertain, right? I had to entertain because everybody... That's what's changed. It was the third shift. Nobody cared about what you did today. It's about keep me up, man. I'm driving my truck. I'm at my 24-hour diner in the back listening to alt rock or whatever it is, right?
Right.
So... everybody in Vegas, at least that I dealt with, and mind you, I was pretty hammered. They all weren't telling me how tired they were. They're all basically telling me I just got on, right?
Yeah, but you see, the sad thing about Las Vegas is if you get a good night's sleep, there's one of the most heinous errors you can make is to gamble when you're tired. I'm
or
all
drunk.
For gambling, but if you're tired or drunk, it's
drunk
no good.
Drunk and tired, and I've gambled.
Because you want to get over with.
Well, we've all done it. But what's great is if you get up in the morning, take a shower, and head down about 9 a.m. when you're fresh and you're bright and you can follow it. But what you see at 9 a.m. are the people that are still there, and that is sadder than
Carla and
anything.
Yeah. But if you're not gambling, you're not doing that.
I suppose you're right. Yeah,
Carla and I were in that world in Reno, where I think.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Where I think we turned it. I think Carl and I were 5:30. I think that's when we
turned. We have different lives, fellas. And I see what you're saying, though. I we have to break?
We should.
Let's wrap up more on Las Vegas and
I can't
and everything
wait to tell
happened.
You. I almost died in the desert this weekend. Literally.
Now, there's a huge story that I only know the tease, and it involves dune buggies and Todd Moore and a major Kardashian.
Yes.
Okay?
But there's
or
a
Jenner.
Lot of holes in the desert.
There are about 500 of them. So, who knows? We'll take a break. Come back with more. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, did you know that there are people in TMOS Nation that take and don't support the funny?
Pimps, addicts, thieves, bums, winos, girls who can't keep an address, and men who don't care.
Whoa, Joe, take it easy. I'm talking about those who haven't gotten a bonus show subscription yet.
Liars, cheats, con men. The class of Skid Row.
All right, I get it. But it has Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony in an extra uncensored hour of funny each week for less than 5 cents a show.
All of a sudden, there isn't a straight man in the crowd. Everybody's a comedian.
So do your part and become a proud 2%er and keep that funny train rolling.
It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up.
Get your subscription today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Oh, Jim Amato. James Amato. A nice exchange with him over the weekend. What a nice guy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, remember those wonderful personalized books that we have? They're called Lost My Name.
Yeah.
Everybody had a little trouble with the name of that company, but the books were fantastic. The creators now have a more personalized book that you're going to love. Beautiful books entirely about your child, all from Wonderbly.com. That's the new address.
Okay.
Wonderbly. It's great. What a great name that is. Wonderbly has one of a kind personalized products that you make in minutes. The book literally doesn't exist until you press the button. Perfect gifts for Christmas, baby showers, birthdays. If you want to be the relative or the family friend that has the winning gift,
is it. You'll be the talk of the party.
They're beautiful books, beautiful illustrations, truly a keepsake. Check out the entire range of personalized books, great for all ages, at Wonderbly.com. www.wonderbly.com. Lost My Name for kids 0 to 8 years old. My Golden Ticket is a book for kids 5 to 12. We're on the cusp of that.
Perfect.
A new personalized book fresh from Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Now any child can be Charlie. And The Birthday Thief for kids 3 to 8. Who's getting that today?
No.
It's a personalized birthday story that magically changes based on your child's date of birth. Go to Wonderbly.com. That's Wonderbly.com. And enter your little one's name for a full free preview of their story. Enter code TMOS at checkout. Don't forget that part. That gets you a 15% discount as well. Visit Wonderbly.com and go there today. Great to have them back on the
air.
I love that company. And a lot of people had a lot of fun with those books.
The Willy Wonka book is so cool. I'd actually looked at the preview. It's endorsed by Roald Dahl's estate, so it is set in the chocolate factory.
Nice.
It's really neat.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're talking with Oscar Santana. It was the Bachelor weekend, which I had the amazing sense of the speed of this weekend. It just absolutely flew by. I can't imagine how much the time flew when you were out in Lost Wages.
I've spent, I think, the longest amount of time in Vegas was 7 days for CES.
I think for CES, we were there for 3 months, weren't we?
I've logged more time.
3 months?
God, it felt like it.
Yeah.
I've logged more time in Las Vegas, like, steadily than either one of you guys.
Yeah, it's true. That's
because
true.
Because of my degenerateness. My world record was 14 days.
And that's at the invitation of the host, isn't it? Most of the time?
Well, yeah, free. I stayed at three different hotels. I stayed at three different hotels.
We'd love to have you come by.
Come to the Tangiers.
Come to the property.
Two. I stayed at two hotels for free.
Wow.
Tangiers and Tangiers too.
I went out with a manager of mine from the restaurant, and I went to, and then my wife flew out halfway through, and I stayed a week with her.
Sure.
Oh, that's very sweet.
And it was, I don't
at
know
the time,
that
was your second longest marriage. The full week.
Again.
I truly had a great time.
The weekend is the perfect amount of time.
Yeah.
The weekend.
Yes. Seven is too much.
Like you, seven is way too much. 2 days is more than enough.
Let me say this, though. If I had, if I didn't have responsibilities and I had a bankroll, I'd stay out there for a month and a half.
Yeah, but Mike, really, I think
love the game. I love the action, Rob Spielberg.
It's day eight that you end up yelling at Japanese slot machines, and that's where I found myself. This, Oscar said, "Are you winning?" And I screamed in the airport, "I don't know."
Lost. So it's all about losing. Town was built on losers. That's what it was built on.
Mike, we had winners this weekend simply because we didn't gamble all that much. I'm saying that percentage-wise, to gambling to the weekend was maybe at the very most 10%.
Okay. That's not bad. The way it
so no one was bombed or too high or too low. It was more about activities.
Because you were going to do all sorts of fun things.
Yes, yes. Friday, first of all, drank all the way to Las Vegas.
Attaboy.
Time flew by there.
So you guys drank on the plane all the way out.
Yes. I think the flight attendant kept saying, there's a gentleman, a tall gentleman in the back. He says, keep him coming. Is that okay with you? I said, absolutely. So
were you visiting with your buddy Jack?
Yes.
Okay.
So get off the plane. My brother had just landed. And he's like, hey. And then we're like, we're hammered. We get a car picks us up.
No.
We go to the liquor store because we want to cut costs, of course. So we roll into the liquor store.
That's Oscar's move,
we
isn't
roll
it?
Into the liquor store.
You want to go to your fabulous hotel suite? No, I want to go to Rite Aid. Can you get me to Dwayne Reed, please?
But Rob, it is a cost-effective measure
at the
back end. And you know what? I would assume you were looking out for your brother. When
absolutely.
You did, right?
And we were. aren't going to gamble. You don't get free drinks when you don't really gamble.
But you That's are true. So you are so dead. I remember when we landed for CES, you put your arm around me and said, Rob, we're going to the drugstore.
Does Mr. Moore drink the same thing you do?
Yeah, so it's it's economies of scale, Mike.
So it's a big bottle of Jack and all the Diet Coke you can get. Was it Diet or regular Coke?
Diet and regular. We didn't know what the other guys were going to drink or not, you know?
God, so I hate when people hate when people don't know how to buy soda.
That is so generous. I saw a picture of our refrigerator. That's another day. So anyway, you get out there. You go to the liquor store. You go to your hotel. Where did you stay? Now you can say.
We stayed at the Cosmopolitan,
which is like the shishi hotel.
I've never been to some nice suites in the past, but nothing. I've never seen anything like this suite where it felt like an entire floor.
Yeah.
I remember going left on the elevator, and there was no more further you could go. Like, it was just the rooms we were in. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
This is crazy.
Taking a look. I'm on the website right now.
Absolutely crazy.
I'm such a degenerate that I just have to look at it right away.
This is really like porn for Mike.
So they had the entire weekend set up, and just to give you...
So unique. They don't even have a picture of their head. They just got a babe looking at you blowing out a candle. Hello. Oh, my God. And a guy dancing in a pool. The guy in one of those like size 12 suits.
If you look carefully, that guy in the pool is Todd Moore.
Chlorine shrinks the
and the
tux,
lady the lady who's blowing out the candle is Oscar.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, the Cosmopolitan. Look at that. Look at that hotel.
Great weekend.
I'm so jealous.
We planned an appearance with roughly 36 hours notice.
I remember.
Had a great showing at the appearance. When you go to a strip club in Las Vegas, as my brother said to me, you're doing it wrong, because he found me in this little booth when my friend Michael got a wonderful table in the strip club. I don't even know how much that cost. God bless him. And he said, why were you looking at the ladies' kids? Like, why were you doing that? Like,
and were you looking? Hold on. I already know what's happening.
Yes.
So Oscar befriends one of the professionals.
Oh, okay.
That is my go-to thing.
And she is showing pictures of her children.
You see,
Oscar.
The way he said it is like there were children in the nightclub.
No, it was in her phone. She broke open her phone and was telling us about her family.
Yeah, it's good.
Her 8 kids that she had to work hard for.
Was she a 9 or a 10?
They're all 12s, Mike.
Yeah,
they're 12s. All 12s.
Okay, very good.
Yes, they're all garbage cans.
And two of the kids will be graduating this June.
Very sweet. But again, my brother said, I don't know. What were you doing? And I said, I don't know. We hit it off. And I was like, oh, you have kids? Let me see pics. Wrong thing to do in a strip club.
No, don't do that. But you were drunk. That's why you
had an absolute wonderful time that night. I think we maybe rolled out at 3 a.m. and then just went to the casino bar. Not even the casino itself.
Just the lounge.
Just the bar lounge
you
itself.
See what? And I hate that I'm crippled by mathematics here, because this is not just 3 a.m., which is late. This is 6 a.m. because you're still on East Coast time.
Yes.
Oh, it's horrible. You're killing yourself.
But
what a view, though. What a view from that place, and what a view from the stripper's kid's phone.
That's right.
Yeah, well, it was a great night. Though, you should know that Saturday was a big day for us, because we were going to go out into the desert and rent dune buggies.
Of course.
What was your rally time for Saturday when you got in at 9 o'clock in the morning? What time did you have to be in the desert?
My brother said to me, let's go to breakfast at 9:30. 9:30. So I got 3.5 hours of sleep. And my brother said, it's breakfast time. Sorry, I'm just used to waking up early. And I said, okay. Todd rallied like Godzilla.
You got in a little earlier than 9. You didn't get in at 9.
No, we got in at 6, 9 your time.
Okay.
9 our time. Okay,
yes.
You know what? A little more reasonable then. A little more reasonable.
Sure,
I thought it was
9
o'clock Vegas time. Well, you know, I mean, 6 a.m. I went out to Vegas with a guy that did the overnight thing. The clubs literally begin at midnight.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
you're
how
right.
it starts.
You're right.
You know, so it's out to the desert, and
yes.
this is what I wanted to hear
so
about.
So out to the desert. Ronik was kind enough to meet us at the hotel, hung out with Ronik for a little while. It was super fun, and then we're going to do dune buggies, which I'd never done in my life. And mind you, these aren't like the I'm going to like go-karts that you ride around a safe track. You're going into the desert.
Mm-hmm. This is Gordon Gecko.
Yes, yes. Right. Gordon Gecko dune buggies, right? Right?
Exactly.
So I'll say the price. It was $331 per person. I was shocked when I heard that number because, again, I wasn't setting it all up. My brother did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what? Overall, there is a up in the wilds of Maine, you can rent ATVs.
Yes.
Your price for those dune buggies was more reasonable than the ATV rentals up in Maine,
I would
which
think,
were insanely expensive.
You know what? All told, I would have guessed much higher than $331 a person.
I would, too. I think that's not a, that's
what's
not a bad
price.
How many hours? How many hours do you get
one
to
be on? 1 hour.
20 minutes.
Oh my God. It's 1 hour.
I'm sorry.
1 hour.
Take that back.
$331.
Okay. Right now,
yeah. Problem.
No, it's not a bargain.
Big problem.
Sorry.
Okay. Right.
And if you add the price on safety and time, we got ripped off, and I'll tell you why.
I didn't read the fine print.
That's a $331 for the afternoon. No, for the hour, sir. Thank you very much.
Yes.
All right, we understand. Very good.
These dune buggies. There are no safety regulations in Las Vegas because half the brakes didn't work half the time. And you're out in the desert. There is no suspension. People's wheels are falling off.
What?
Oh, so the dune buggies were crap?
Oh, Mike, you know those carnival rides that sometimes people ride on? You're like, I can't believe
unregulated.
You're going.
Unregulated?
Yeah. Right. Or you hear the story.
The Garcia brothers?
The sad story on the news that like one of the zippers flew off the carnival carny ride.
I get it. It was terrible.
I'm telling you 15 minutes in, and I'm, mind you, there's six people, including our team leader, who said, drive them like you stole them. So
yeah, right.
through the desert over rocks and stones and pebbles and granite or whatever else is out
there.
Which
is, by the way, how they established the company.
Yes.
Good judgment abounding. So they're terrible. They're not well built.
Don't ever do it unless you're in Baja, California, and there's actual dunes.
Okay, so it was not a good
experience.
It's
like riding, I remember 15 minutes in, I felt horrible for my brother and my friends. I said, we paid for this. We paid to do this. It was driving a washing machine around the desert.
Yeah.
On the spin cycle.
It looked like it would be so much.
Mike,
it really does.
It looks cool. 30 minutes is more than enough if you absolutely have to do it. An hour, you hate your life.
Because it's fairly flat, right?
It's not just, it's flat. Have you ever been to maybe the back of a Home Depot?
Sure.
Where there's just debris and rubble everywhere?
Okay.
Imagine saying, hey, we're going to take the shocks off this 20-year-old sun buggy, and then you're going to ride through this and yell, woo-hoo! Every time you hit a bump, you get ball tagged because there's no padding on these seats.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. The ripoff. Big
horrible.
Rip-off.
Yeah. Absolutely horrible.
Were the guys running it a little skeezy, too?
Running it are the foot soldiers. The nice guys, right?
Okay.
They're stuck in the desert all day long dealing with us. The guys in the office were the worst. Again,
Did the onset of the hangover, do you think, contribute to...
No. I was in great shape compared to everybody. I felt bad for them.
Yeah.
I said, someone's going to puke in their helmet. Like, we're dying here. Okay.
Where did the celebrity come in?
Okay, so we literally stopped, took a picture, and that picture means so much, and I'll put it up on, we'll put it up on the site, in our show Facebook page. It was fun.
Rob, are you monitoring time?
It was fun when it was over. It was fun when it was over because everybody survived, right? Everybody survived. I don't know about 10 years from now with CTE, what's going to happen to us, because it was rough. Like, lots of body blows going over these boulders, right?
Right,
right.
And I said, all right, thank God we got the appearance at 5. We're done at roughly 2 o'clock. That's a big
time
that's
to
a big
chill
way to get
just
back.
A little bit, right?
I was hoping to get a nap. Like,
right.
I'm like, I'm dying right now, right?
I would think so, yeah.
We get back. We get out, 5 toes, 5 fingers. Is everybody okay? Poor Todd showed up in flip-flops. He was so hungover. He had to ride through the
desert.
That's
why I had Rob do that.
I'm sorry.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
We've kind of skated through the 39 break here. So
things fly
I apologize.
By.
We will
there
wrap
is
this
a
up
payoff because, here.
Good.
But
big
there is
payoff.
A there is some celebrity involvement.
I was
correct?
Boned by a Kardashian, and not in a good way.
Wow. We'll take a break. We will take a break, and we will continue with more. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
From American Public Media.
Yes, things are moving along at the Mike O'Mara Show app. Here's the latest news. Everybody's busy since the new update. Rob and Joe are baking their delicious homemade comedy biscuits. Oscar and Todd are out back behind the Tesla shucking corn and talking tech. Rob and Katie just finished whitewashing a fence in front of the Cake and Cookies broadcast shed. Gary Stein just sold a t-shirt, and Tony Perkins at his mercantile store is doing gangbusters. And Marcus Serta is making sweet love to Steve Mermelstein in the Omericast sex dungeon. Yes, it's all well at the app, especially with the new TMOS Live feature. Now you can stream the show live as it happens, and there's a classic TMOS at your fingertips 24/7. Make sure you download or update today. That's the news from the TMOS app, where everyone's phone is just a little bit smarter. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're buying a house, you probably don't know what you're doing. No offense, it's a tricky endeavor, you don't do it all the time. So does it make sense to consult with an expert, somebody that's got your best interest in mind? I think so. You need someone who understands the best way for you to get what you need. Our friends at Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily and at the best rate possible. Right now, interest rates are low, low, low. Now is the time to lock it in, before they go up again. Be like listener Maureen Knight. When she refinanced, Cornerstone got the lender to pay the closing costs. So she spent zero out of pocket. Plus, they helped save her a ton on her homeowner's insurance. Click the banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing, just like Maureen Knight did. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Busy day on the Mike O'Mara Show with Bill O'Reilly. And now the saga of our Bachelor, the weekend of Bachelor fun, and what we've learned so far. Don't rent those dune buggies they have. This was planned a lot.
You'll get ball-tagged, Mike.
You get ball-tagged. That's my favorite.
Me too.
I paid for 1 hour of ball-tagging.
Ball-tag. And this was the centerpiece. You were talking about the dune buggies before you even went out there, Micah, and it's been a ball-crushing disappointment.
That really, when he described it, I saw that as like one of the setup things they do on a reality show, like The Bachelor. You know, right. We're going out to the desert to get ball-tagged and see who matches up.
So... the terrain is not conducive. I think of giant dunes with sand and going up and down hills. That's not. It's just a bunch
not
of rocks
in the desert
dirt.
In Las Vegas. If you go towards California somewhere, I'm sure you'll find the big dunes.
Yeah, I was thinking of Napoleon Dynamite's grandmother.
Yeah.
The desert in Las Vegas is rocky. It's rocky terrain.
God,
it's nasty out there.
Yes.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And again, we're new to this, but I felt for everyone. And by the way, thank you to Ronique for at least... being a good sport. Like he had a big day planned. He said, I can't go to the appearance tonight, but I want to go out with you guys. We're going to work this out, right?
So he was with you?
It was with
us
on the dune buggies. Yes.
Okay, very good.
So he's there at the dune buggies. We wrap up. We get back at 2 p.m. There's a shuttle that takes you to the location in the middle of the desert from their establishment. It's roughly 15 minutes away. The shuttle, right? So the shuttle.
And Mike, no expense was spared on the shuttle.
Yes.
Okay, tell me about the shuttle.
The shuttle is supposed to be waiting for us when we get back. It's your operations and logistics, right?
Yeah, you're out there getting your balls crushed for an hour on these falling apart dune buggies in the rocks.
Yes.
And then you're waiting for your shuttle, and you're probably desperate to get back to the hotel and to get some shut-eye before you meet our legions of
the
fans.
The desert. There's no shade. There is nothing, right?
What's the temperature we were talking
it's
about?
It's relatively cool, but you're covered in 3 inches of dirt. Your lungs have probably collapsed. You're waiting for something else to happen, right?
This is nice. This is a great picture.
Yeah, my brother's hand is bleeding because the steering wheel cut him. Like, I feel horrible. This is not good.
Well, to be fair, they had just sharpened the steering wheel.
My back is jacked up. Everyone is aching, walking around like they just got beat up in an alley. Like,
and there's no shuttle to take you back to the
hotel.
No
shuttle.
But other than that,
is there a tiger out there?
We have our little group. And mind you, it's like a lot of moving little groups. Like one of the ATVs are coming back because you could have done that. You've got another group of guys that he said that he had peyote the night before while we were on the shuttle with him earlier. Like, it's crazy.
Bunch of like 30-something rude.
I didn't know I had a grandfather, and he showed up to me after I did peyote in a diaper. You know, like it's just out of control. Like this guy was telling us all these stories about drugs, and I was like, okay.
Am I missing a tooth?
We arrive back at the location where we essentially have to be picked up and taken back so we can get back to our hotel.
The right. staging area out in the desert.
Yes, yes.
You arrive
yes,
back there.
Yes.
You're done with your little
done.
Dune buggy ride.
The other groups start showing up. Like roughly 15 minutes go by. We ask, hey, is the shuttle on the way? Can we get our shuttle back? They're asking home base for a shuttle, right?
Right, and then to get out to the desert.
And you get silence back. And I'm like, sir, you might want to call on a cell phone. They're clearly not picking up their radio. I say this to the gentleman because that's just logic. You're not getting an answer back.
Sure.
And we're all standing here.
Is your staging area, obviously your staging area is next to a regular road, right?
Not even close. Trust me, people thought about Uber. They weren't getting to us.
Like, so Uber couldn't get to you at this point.
Yeah, it was going to be the sheriff's office and 911.
Do you like when he pauses to think?
I do too. Well, he's having to reconstruct it in his head.
I know. All right, well, so
his brain is full of dust.
Almost an hour later, sir, there is clearly no shuttle coming.
Oh, a full hour?
You're waiting in for an hour.
Doing dick, except wondering why we paid for this.
Oh, my God. I'm pissed. I'm pissed
too.
After 20 right? minutes. I'm white hot after 20
well,
minutes.
Well, you're pissed after you get off the dune buggy because you got your balls tagged.
you just got paid to get ball tagged for an hour.
So an hour goes by? You
an
don't
hour
have the, your
goes
transportation
goes,
back to your
there is
hotel?
There's no transport. It's just standing.
Hooray!
Standing.
And you're 15 minutes out in the desert.
15 minutes.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I said, can you look at Uber, somebody? For God's sakes, it's over. Stop being skinflints. Let's move it. And Uber's not coming to get us. Like, we're out of range for someone to come to pick us up. It's over. And somebody had told me that earlier in the day, and I'm like, no. Somebody can find us.
We're going to have to eat scorpions.
I thought we were going to have to ride the dune buggies back onto the freeway to get back to the place.
Todd said they could get water out of a cactus.
Wasn't there like
okay, find out.
Get the water out of the cactus.
Finally,
wasn't there an appointed time that was going to
yes, the entire, we should have been back at the hotel by at the latest 3 o'clock.
Oh, no.
Okay.
It's 3 and we're still in the desert.
That's not fun.
We finally, I think Ronnie almost fought somebody. It was like, he goes, okay. Game over. This has been fun. We've done our best. And then one of the guys is like, apparently there's a celebrity back at the Sunbuggy office. And
Sunbuggy?
They're coming to do buggies. So there was like a mad dash, I imagine, at the place, but definitely at our location as they were cleaning up the buggies, moving them around. Because, you know, what comes with a Kardashian but camera crews?
So
right?
This is which Kardashian?
Again,
was this?
We don't know. We just know that there's no shuttle coming, right?
We're and there's there a Kardashian back at the dune buggy thing.
Shuttle arrives about 30 minutes later. It's like an hour and a half in the desert. 30 minutes later, shuttle arrives.
I can't believe how
sizzling.
Pissed I'd be.
We all get on the shuttle, and mind you, my crew is patient, dignified, hungover, and hurting. The younger men crew is pissed off, and there's a riot that's about to break out, right?
Because
we had a bunch of good old boys with us that didn't care. They just spent a ton of money, and they were mad. And they said, the spearmint rye is open. I'm losing lap dances, right? Because they want to get...
Nice that you had like-minded fellows.
Yes.
For what he just said, let me close caption it. The spearmint rhino is open.
That's
I'm
the strip
missing
joint.
Lap dances.
One guy said, I'm standing in the desert, I'm 350 pounds, and I'm wearing black.
Not happy.
Somebody come help us.
Did you find anything else out? Did
yes,
they let you know what's going on?
As we're sitting in the shuttle. the driver, who everyone's got essentially mad at.
Right.
Because he's the guy that gets the brunt. He gets off the shuttle. There's like, I would say 12 guys sitting in the shuttle. He gets off because the Kardashians arrive with the big Sprinter Mercedes.
Sure.
You've got
so the driver
Escalades.
You waited an hour and a half and he gets
he
off
gets
the shuttle.
He gets up because he's got to go check them in.
Oh my god! Did the celebrity get out
again,
of the?
Again, we got. And let me set this up. Big black Escalade, big black Sprinter. Shocker! A U-Haul van for the camera crew because they got to roll around in a camera crew bus with no AC. Right?
Sure.
Pull out. Big bodyguard, like the guys you see on television, you're like, oh, here we go. And mind you, all we're doing is sitting in this car with no keys, no air conditioning, waiting for this donkey show to finish, right? Like, so we can get home.
Wow.
This is when Ronnie gets up. He's like, F this! Storms out of the shuttle, towards not the camera crew, but in that same direction. Security definitely eyeballed him.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, who's this big black man coming at us?
Right. Because he's white hot. Everybody's
yes.
mad.
He had to be somewhere like an hour ago.
Right.
Like oh, that. I no. mean, he's got family. Like everything. Yeah. He's there. No, he's not just up for the
me.
Weekend.
Who's the celebrity? You're killing me.
Again, we just saw her get off with a helmet off the Sprinter van, right? They said, no cameras. The report is Kylie Jenner. Now, the only reason why I say Kylie Jenner is because that's
pregnant
what everybody was
Kylie
saying.
Kylie Jenner?
I said, she doesn't want this baby because if she goes out on this too buggy, forget the morning after pill. It's over.
Yeah. This is a 6-cylinder abortion is what this is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I said, someone tell her what's about to happen. So we never got confirmation, but when we got back, it's one of the youngest Jenners. It's all we got. I went on Instagram like a stalker trying to figure things out. But I know this. Oh, the Kardashians boned me the wrong way.
Hey, but you got your revenge. They had to ride in those go-karts.
What was the total amount of time from when the dune buggy ride ended until the shuttle bus was actually driving back to the hotel?
Shuttle was late getting, shocker, picking us up at the hotel.
Sure.
So right. Noon to 4, I would say 4:15, we get back to the hotel. 4:15.
That's not cool. That's not
right?
Cool.
Wow.
Want to give them a plug, the Dune Buggy people?
Do not go to sunbuggy.com.
Sunbuggy.
Yes.
Sunbuggy.com. Don't do it.
There don't do it. Look for my Yelp review. Very detailed. Very detailed.
Glad you made it back in one piece, Oscar. We have to take a break. That is fantastic.
Marvelous tale.
Noon to 4:50 with a hangover. Yeah. I would have killed somebody.
You'd
I would,
still
I'd be
in the desert.
I would be in jail. This is that. There, you know, he was on the balcony at the Cosmopolitan. I was like jealous. Now I'm so glad that I stayed in my home. We will take a break and come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I wonder how you're feeling.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there. This is Katie from the Cake and Cookies Show. This week, Rob falls down. The Von Hermans evacuate Savannah, and I find the short girl's best friend. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
What? It's a good one. Check it out this week.
Love you, Katie. Love that house in Savannah. Glad you survived the storm. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by MikeOVO.com. We got a brand new website. I'm going to tell you all about it. Now, listen, here's how it works. And maybe I haven't made it clear to you, but I have a side business. I have a side hustle, and that is that I do radio commercials,
yes.
And I do voiceovers, and I do presentations,
show
and
opens.
I do narrations, and I do show opens.
Ringtones.
I sometimes do show opens for some people. That's what.
He,
but it's
he
a
has
great,
a right to say no.
If you want to sample some of the stuff that I do, go to Mike OVO. If you write to Mike OVO, if you go to the website, you can contact us, and we can arrange it where I can do a voiceover for you, do commercials, radio promos, imaging, all that good stuff. You know somebody that's got a mom-and-pop business? You want to do a little voiceover, make it sound professional?
Do it.
You might be very surprised at how cost-effective it can be. MikeOVO.com. Excuse me about that. Wasn't very professional. You know, make sure
Look,
you check it out.
He does his own sound effects, folks.
And, yeah. You know, for every 5 people that contact me on MikeOVO.com, they let me know at least 2 or 3 of them. They let them. They,
and
that,
for every 10 jobs, you plant a tree.
That's it. I plant a tree with your name on it.
News.
A seed for me, a seed for you.
Well, this show's certainly a little bit of everything, isn't it?
It is.
Anyway, a World War II vet named John Middlemiss became an internet sensation over the weekend by showing his solidarity for NFL players who take a knee. John's grandson posted a photo on Twitter saying, quote, "My grandpa is a 97-year-old World War II vet and Missouri farmer who wanted to join with those who hashtag take a knee. Those kids have every right to protest." His post has been liked 303,000 times and retweeted more than 116,000 times. I got the news story. I didn't see the tweet.
Right.
According to a Springfield newspaper, John's a big supporter of civil rights and proud to have served alongside black servicemen aboard a submarine in the war. 97 and serving on a sub in World War II gives you a little credibility.
It does.
He is not a fan of our current president, who seems to be stirring things up for the sake of stirring things up. But anyway, big day. Got really tired of seeing that in the NFL yesterday. It was just
I agree.
But I didn't mind seeing it. Look, I went on. I watched my game. I watched my Giants. I watched the Redskins last night. What I got tired of was reading about it on social media with the people that support.
It wasn't as tiresome as listening to Tony Romo.
Oh, I, you know what? I never got a chance. Maybe tomorrow we get a review of the broadcast performance of Mr.
Bad?
Tony Romo.
Wow. I've never seen Jim Nantz appear uneasy.
Oh, no.
Wow. That bad.
Yeah.
Moving right along. Okay, Oscar mentioned it might have been Kylie Jenner, but apparently there's another Kardashian on the way. This one will spring from the loins of Kylie Jenner, who just turned 20 last month. Ah, yes, Kardashian morality.
Mm.
Yes, sir. You know, nobody's commenting on that part of it. When you're a Jenner Kardashian, the rules are thrown out the window.
But here's what's great is she's not yet 21. So there's very little chance of fetal alcohol poisoning because she's not old enough to drink.
All right, stop it. There's no official confirmation, but people are talking about it. TMZ says that Kylie and her boyfriend Travis Scott have been telling their friends that they're having a girl and that she's been posting old photos on social media to hide her weight gain or pictures that only show her from the chest up. Mm. A source tells People magazine, quote,
do you know it's always the same guy when they say it's a source? Yeah, it's the same guy.
It's an unexpected but completely amazing turn of events that Kylie could not be more excited or thrilled about. This is the happiest she's ever been. Meanwhile, the New York Post says, quote, she's been looking pregnant for about 4 months. For the record, she and Scott have been dating since April, so they didn't waste any time having a little baby.
Hasn't she been looking pregnant for about 5 years?
No, Rob.
No, I don't think so.
No.
She's Jenner. Anyway. Mel Brooks has joined the growing chorus of comedians who think political correctness is killing comedy. This is another story I get a little tired of, to be honest with you. He doesn't even think he could make Blazing Saddles today because of it. I disagree. I've been to too many comedies lately. The comedies today have much more edgy stuff than they did in the old days. Maybe not the racial component that Blazing Saddles had. Here's what he says. He said, we have become stupidly politically correct, which is the death of comedy. It's okay not to hurt feelings of various tribes and groups. However, it's not good for comedy. Comedy has to walk a thin line. Comedy is the lecherous little elf whispering in the king's ear, always telling the truth about human behavior. But two comedians don't agree with him. Paul F. Tompkins tweeted, PC culture is not killing comedy. There's still plenty of comedy. There always will be. Times change, and so do comedy styles. I don't know. I'm sick of hearing the PC killing it. He can't do college campuses. I think it's BS.
I do too, and I think Paul F. Tompkins might be the funniest comic working today. Mm-hmm. I love Mel
check
Brooks.
Him out. I've seen a little of
him. He's unstoppable. But Mel is 90, and I think also you have to put comedy in a historical perspective. It might not be the PC culture. It might be the fact that it was 40 years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
If you think pineapple isn't a proper pizza topping, I am worried about how you're going to react to this.
Mm.
A Twitter user named The Real Ass Wolf from Salt Lake City.
Oh, that made so it, you don't confuse him with the fake ass wolf?
That's right. The Real Ass Wolf from Salt Lake City. He made himself a DiGiorno last week, and he used candy corn as a topping. And it actually looks like it worked. The candy corn melted pretty seamlessly into the cheese and sauce. His tweet with pictures of the pizza has gotten over 34,000 likes. He's also got almost 3,000 comments, and a lot of them are calling the pizza an unholy crime against nature.
I hate candy corn.
Welcome, everybody. And speaking of Halloween, it's really skyrocketed in popularity over the past decade or so, and it just keeps getting bigger. The National Retail Federation just released its annual report on Halloween, and this year, Americans are going to spend $9.1 billion on it. That is up 8.3% from last year.
Wow.
Amazon.
Yeah, do it on Amazon, folks.
I'd throw that in there.
Do it now.
Numbers like that. That's almost three times more than 2005, and that's when we spent $3.3 billion. So if you use our spending as a sign of how much we like Halloween, that means it's tripled in popularity in 12 years. So how will we spend that money this year? $3.4 billion costumes, $2.7 billion candy, $2.7 billion decorations, and $410 million on greeting cards.
Which what?
Yes.
Oh, maybe little kids in school. Little kids in school, like, Happy Halloween, Sarah. Happy Halloween.
Well, I don't know that there's any percentage, but make sure to come by the Spiewak House. We will be handing out cold beer and small bottles of liquor to the parents.
There you go. That's a great deal. That's good to be in that neighborhood, isn't it? I like that. Finally, a little something. If all of a sudden you had thousands of dollars in your hands, where would you eat to celebrate? If you had to, you know, a windfall. A 32-year-old guy named Samuel Reeves robbed a Wells Fargo in Gainesville, Florida on Thursday.
It's a great town.
I stayed there. Stayed there the night before I got home. Gainesville. Actually, Gainesville's quite pretty in certain areas.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. He didn't have a weapon, but he still managed to get the teller to put more than $10,000 in his bag. And then
he took his bag of money and headed straight to KFC.
Nice!
Oh, God.
It's not clear what he ordered, but the cops tracked him down while he was still inside the Kentucky Fried Chicken and arrested him. Florida. I'm not even going to say it's a slogan.
Yeah.
Florida, where our criminals are finger-licking good.
Yes. Yay, rah-rah.
Did you collect any little sounds when you were at a wedding and you were at a hockey game? And you had a weekend. We got to get to your weekend tomorrow.
Yes, a very full weekend. Like, but I was able to find sounds actually at the snack bar at Capital One Arena.
That is so exciting. Oh, it's Capital One now.
Yes.
We'll take a break. Come back with Rob and the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Get the inside scoop on all the more broadcasting shows you love. Listen to O'Meracast.
I know I'm not an easy person to deal with today. Ladies and gentlemen, behind the scenes, let me pull the curtain back. I'm being very difficult to work with.
Empty out the goddamn control room and find out where this is going on.
A crazy fucking sound coming in my ear. This fucking stupid hammering.
If we're really being honest, yes. Like, this is Mike O'Meara light.
I have to give a public apology to Pony, Rob, and
Listen to O'Meracast and know it all.
Fucking out of control.
That was not Lawrence O'Donnell. That was me on Friday. Actually, Lawrence O'Donnell was a lot more mellow.
He was.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Shopping Amazon through our website. It's the hot new trend. All the cool kids are doing it. Angela loves Zaranka. Bought interior doorknobs and dog food. Zang.
Yay!
Samantha Deshevsky bought a princess lunchbox and two bras. Sexy time. Yaz Britton bought a trampoline mat and a flagpole. Look out! And Barbara Bannon Moody bought a small fridge for her loft and a large CD rack. Barb sure has a nice rack. Yes, shoppingamazon.com through our portal.
I'm so excited to come in today.
Changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show.
Hey, Chuck, look at that rack.
Do your shopping at Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website. Now go spend money and spend a lot of it. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, September 25, Bill O'Reilly Day on the Mike O'Meara Show.
International Bill O'Reilly Day.
International Bill O'Reilly Day.
You talked a lot about the kneeling and the protests at the NFL games. That's all well and good, but I think the most impressive moment of all day Sunday was a guy on the Philadelphia Eagles scored the seventh all-time longest field goal in the history of the NFL. 61 yards to win the game.
And why are you leading with that?
I don't know. I forget who they beat.
Do you like to hurt me? Is that why? And by the way, you don't sink a field goal.
That's why I corrected myself.
You make it.
I know.
He made the kick.
He made the kick. What this I like is...
Hold on. Okay, Bill. Just a second, Speedwagon.
Yeah.
So... maybe this is my personality.
Right.
Now I'm addicted to my New York Giants. Now I'm just
this
enjoying,
is you. This is
I'm,
why you followed the Red Sox before they
and,
won
and the
World
Giants
Series.
When they were losing back in the day. And I'm obsessed. Meanwhile, my Boston Red Sox, 4-game lead on the New York
killing
Yankees.
It.
They're killing it. I get bored. I tune in for 2 innings and I get bored. But no, watching Eli go, by the way, Eli had a fantastic second half.
Yes.
But then, 61-yard field goal.
It was amazing how long it took for the ball to get through the uprights. It was weird to look at.
The field goal kicker, who I don't know his name.
Elliott.
Okay, Elliott for the Philadelphia Eagles. Fantastic field goal kicker. The punter for the New York Giants can't punt the ball 28 yards at the most crucial moment of the game. You can't punt. You can dye that hair blonde, you stupid dink, but you can't punt. Anyway, I'm venting. Let's listen to the
And I, you know
replay.
What? I did love
made a 61 yard people go, oh,
when you posted on Facebook that being a Giants fan was unrewarding.
Unrewarding.
I don't
think
anyone got the reference what I wrote. Meaningless.
Meaningless doing the Orson Welles thing. And by the way, I wrote being a Giants fan is unrewarding after the first half. I did not change it or alter it or modify it because I knew, even though they had a great second half and they took the lead, that they would ultimately do this because this is is what they do. And by the way, their nad of a coach, gone. Get him. Get rid of him now.
Gone.
Just, I'm tired of looking at him.
All right. Here's Jake Elliott, 61 yards out.
The career long in college for Elliott, 56.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe.
Just to win it.
Nice beard stubble.
And become an instant hero stubble. In Philadelphia. Jake Elliott.
You must have been excited to be a part of that, Mike.
Fun if you're an Eagles fan.
Yeah, fun if you're just a casual observer.
Fun to watch. By the way, Joe Buck, you're never going to be hip, dude. You're never going to be cool.
He doesn't have the
chip.
You
have to own your age, get your hair thing figured out, and lose that ridiculous stubble that makes you look like you're trying to be 20 years younger than. I think Joe Buck has some issues. I really do. I think he's got issues with aging, and you just have to kind of look at me. You just have to accept it.
Hey, yeah. I agree. Mm. Here's a football highlight we can all agree on. Yes. Kent State at Louisville on Saturday. A squirrel ran for 45 yards into the end zone, and we put this on our Facebook page, but what's so great, they call it like it's a real play, and the TV coverage, at the end, the squirrel gets to the end zone, stops and lays down, like it's a celebration. This is my favorite moment of the weekend.
I like his pad level, James. Open field runner. Yeah. Hey, look at him go. The 20. Wes, he might do it. He's going to do it. Oh, my goodness, buddy. Do it. Do it. Do it. Touchdown. Oh. Man, look at yeah. Favorite squirrel. Look at him. Oh, poor guy's tired. That's not a great celebration. He's yeah. We're going to celebrate.
Got worn out.
It was so great because they had it on the Jumbotron in the stadium, so the crowd is cheering for the squirrel. So the squirrel gets into the end zone and lays down. You got to watch
that.
It's pretty good. All right.
I'll check that out.
Here are some quiz things for you guys. You jump in when you know these. Can you recognize these sounds out of context? This was a thread on Facebook, and I enjoyed this. Can you guess this sound out of context? Pony.
Yeah, it's HBO, yeah. Right?
All right. Pony. Home 1 point office. For Pony. Very good.
Very good.
How about this one? Old school.
Got no idea.
Oh, MTV.
Nice. Very fast for you, too, with the astronaut landing on MTV. I guess, like, Maddie, you probably never even heard that, have you?
Nope.
No. She turns on MTV God. When she's a kid and everybody hates Chris is on.
Spotify?
Yeah. What? All right. Here's one that I hadn't heard in a long time. I liked hearing this one. Name it.
Dolby. Surround sound.
THX.
Surround
THX.
Very good. Honestly.
Yeah.
See it before movies in the theater.
And it was.
I love that, by the way.
Anyone remember the first movie to receive the THX rating?
Star Wars.
It was a Star Wars film.
Return of the Jedi.
Jedi was the first one to have it. And here's the last one.
Look at that.
Yeah, the mob is all at attention
oh
right
my
now
God.
After that.
Now.
Mike, come on. You dick.
And you know who hates it? Giants fans. They hate motion pictures.
Star Wars.
Name so this, crap name this sound out of context.
Oh, that's Brazzers.
No.
Is that from Terminator?
No. Brazzers.
That's TMZ.
TMZ it is. Oh. Very good. Oscar handily winning.
Well
sound
done.
Out of context
with
game.
With a hangover. With a 3-day
Thank
hangover.
You.
That's
Thank
amazing.
You.
Now, I did tease this earlier. We do love the word handsy. it's a great word. And yes. I first started using it with Julia because, you know, she's hanging out with some boys now. And I say, does he get handsy? Dad, shut up.
Oh, God.
So this is from The View.
So awkward.
Joe and
tell him to get handsy, Julia.
From Morning Joe. Joe and Micah were on.
Okay.
And talking about Mika, forgive me. Talking about President Trump when he would come on Morning Joe and ignore Joe and pay a lot of attention to the young lady.
Why is he always so mean to Mika?
He's attracted to
you,
maybe.
Yeah.
He loves her.
It was just, even before he ran for president, I mean, he would walk up on the set, and I'd be like, walk past me, and they'd be like,
don't do it. You can't actually do it.
It's
pornographic.
I can't actually show you
what he did to you was pornographic?
Yeah. No, not pornographic.
Handsy.
It's a funny way to
hug.
Handsy.
It's a hug.
He's probably the most handsy president since President Buchanan. That's what I hear. Anyway, did you know that Joe Piscopo is still a thing?
I was shocked.
It's still like comedy. I mean, it's I think still the funniest thing Opie and Anthony ever did was their bit about Eskimo.
I do remember that.
Absolutely crushed me. It was so funny. He deserved it.
Talking about him as a topic of comedy, talking about him as a comedian, he was actually booked to come to D.C. this weekend for the 30th anniversary of the Media Research Center. Do you know what that is?
No.
But anyway, he got a clip on CNN because he was covering, you know, this.
Oh my God.
Hosting this 30th anniversary. Here's his killer joke, Mike. Get ready to have your ribs tickled.
Are there Italians in this group here? 7, 8, 9. Yeah. You know, Kim Jong-un, you know, oh, please send 2 Italian guys from Jersey in a Buick. It'll be over in 2 days. All right. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Hey, Kim, get in the trunk. Hey, Johnny, put him in the trunk, you know. Enough with that. Take him out. God forgive me. I'm a good God-fearing church-going, guilt-ridden Italian Catholic. Thank you very much.
I got what I wanted just by watching you hear that. Oh my God.
Like that, I thought there was like another layer to that joke.
No, that's it. There's never another layer to a Piscopo joke.
No, that's a thin layer.
The disappointment
layer
is palpable every single effing time. You know?
It's like a razor thin bit of raspberry. It's all it is. It's just very, very thin. So nothing. Yeah,
you get a Piscopo joke. And you're like, where's the crust? Anyway, that's it.
Let us finish with this. Congratulations, Mike. Have you ever read The Hobbit?
Yeah.
The Hobbit is 80 years old. Can you believe that book is that old? Mm. 80 years old.
I 80 don't years ago today, J.R.R. Tolkien's book, The Hobbit, was released. To give you an idea what 80 years feels like, watch the movie.
That is your magic audio vault. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly. Have a
Thank
great
Bill
Monday,
O'Reilly.
Everybody.
That's good stuff. His book is Killing England. I'm pummeling it up right there. Thank you to Bill O'Reilly and... go get the book. I didn't know we got a free one. I wouldn't have gone out and see if
I Well, I don't want to.
I've got a free one.
No. What happened is Mike was offered a free one.
Oh.
When was I offered a free one?
When you were in studio, I think you wanted to pack light.
Oh, okay, thanks. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for joining us on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Send my iPads.
All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with the 2 B's. We're doing it tomorrow, the mailbag. Right?
Yes, it's Tuesday. Our new fall season.
Woo. Tuesday mailbag tomorrow. Mailing address 32101 Washington, D.C., 20007. If you want to send something to Rob, it's Rob with 2 B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Did I get that in
That's
there?
That's exactly Bam. Right, yes.
Welcome back from Las Vegas. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly. Thank you, Rob Spivak. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, Barb Maneth, Moody.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.